Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Heather. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Michaela Morrow. What I was actually calling about, I had some charges show up on my bank account, and I have no idea where they come from, and I was given this number to call and talk to y'all about it.
Okay, I can, I'll be happy to check and see what was ordered. Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yes, it'll be 72160. Quit your whining, boy.
72160?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your first and last name?
Michaela Morrow. Do you like me to?
M-A-R-R-O-W.
M-O-R-R-O-W.
And can you spell your first name?
M-I-K-A-Y-L-I-A.
How much was the charge for?
The charge that showed up, let me look it back up. I have it written down. The charge that showed up was for $68.89, and it just says Maxima out beside it.
Okay. What day was the charge on?
It showed, it's like, I think it's from last night, is it, because it just showed up.
Okay. So I see something ordered, but it's not for that amount. Well, can you verify your email address for me?
It'd be all lowercase M-M. I-K-A-Y-L-I-A @gmail.com.
Okay, the only charge I see on here is on the 18th of November for $8.25. That was for a Stealth Elite drone. I don't see anything else.
Yes, I just got off of a separate phone call with a different phone number about that, about, like, getting a drone or whatever, and I haven't received that. And that's what they said, too. It's on Banner City, and it's $8.25. But I've got a charge for $34.99 and another one for $68.89.
Okay, can you provide me with the first six numbers of that card number and the last four numbers of the card?
I don't even know where that is. I know the last four of it. The last four has got to be 7261, but now my husband's got the card right now. He went out to get some firewood.
What's his first and last name?
Oh. His name's Robert Curtis, but he's not got to be on it. I handle everything bill-wise. Everything's put under my name.
Okay, so this wouldn't be like a bill. This is like what it is going to be billed monthly, but most likely it's like a online subscription. Say if you order something online, you get a subscription for whatever. I'm not searching anything with your name on it. I only see that charge for $8.25. Would you like for me to search his name to see maybe if he ordered something with the card and if he's been charged for it?
Like, you can, but I don't think it's going to do anything. Like I said, everything goes through my card and my bank and all that.
Can you verify your address for me?
1538 East 10th Extension, Stuttgart, Arkansas, 72160.
And do you know his email address?
I don't know if he's got a new one or not. The only email I can remember of his would be curtisrobert45@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm not finding anything with that either. I can only advise you to give us a call back when you have the first 6 numbers of the card number and the last 4 numbers of the card so we can search to see exactly what you're being charged for. I don't see anything with your name or your email address coming up other than that charge for $8.25, and that was back in November.
Now, text him to see what it was. I know the last 4. Okay. He texted me back. He sent me a picture of it. What did you need?
The first 6 numbers.
545510.
And the last 4.
7261.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that. You said 545510?
Yes, ma'am.
And 7261?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's probably not one of our products. You probably have the wrong customer service number.
Hold on, you cut out.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Okay, can you repeat that? My phone went silent.
Yes, ma'am. So it's probably not one of our products because I'm not pulling up anything with the information that you gave me. So you might be speaking with the wrong customer support. You can speak with your bank and see if they have a customer service number for the merchant that charged that to your card.
These are the numbers they gave me. They gave me this number and then a separate number I called, which they said the same thing about the $8 charge back in November.
Okay, I don't see a charge, so that's not one of our products. I would be able to pull up exactly what was charged with that card number, and I'm not pulling up anything. I don't even see the $8 charge. I pulled that up with your name and the other information that you gave me. But with the card number, I would be able to pull up the exact charge, and I didn't pull up anything with that. So that's not one of our products.
Okay, thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Have a good day. Try to stay warm.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.